So hello and welcome to my presentation on exporting Ada software to Python and Julia. So in essence, I would like to tell my experiences with the GPR build, the project manager of the GRU Ada compiler to export Ada software. So the motivation is that I have a large library of software that I would like to export to a more commonly used current environment. I will say something about the interface development. So the interface development that can be divided in two types. The easiest type is when the Ada software remains in complete control, but actually the most useful interfaces also give control to the other software that is going to apply. So at the very end of this talk, I'm going to say something very briefly about my application. The most important lesson here is that don't wait till you have close to 1 million lines of software to start using a project manager. And I have prepared some dedicated GitHub repository that is standalone, that contains standalone code. Okay, so when one exports Ada software, you want to make the build process as simple as possible, because it's highly likely that the client, which I will not call the other software, might not be quite so familiar with your software. The other purpose is that you would like to export all the functionality that you have as an Ada programmer to programmers in other languages. So my application domain is mathematical software, and I should definitely mention SageMath, which is a very large open source mathematical software system. And my activities are actually motivated mainly by SageMath. SageMath has as its notebook, as its interface, the JuPyter notebook, where JuPyter stands for Julia, Python, R, and many others. So if you have ever used a computer algebra package such as Mathematica or Maple, you may be familiar with a notebook interface. The main importance about JuPyter is that it is not tied to any particular system or programming language. Now, my talk is mainly intended for programmers. So there are also other interfaces to my software which only require the executable. So here one expects that one is still able to build and to compile. So what is the main principle in the way I would like to propose to do interface design is that C is kind of the least common multiple of programming languages. So if you have a good C interface, then the other languages will actually, it will not be that difficult to make interfaces to your software, because both Python and Julia interface actually well with C code. So, and the main point of all this is that the build process can be made automatic. What we actually also want is that it is platform independent. When we talk about a shared object file, it's a .so file on Linux, a DLL file on Windows, and a dylib file on Mac. So the single build script will actually work on all three platforms. So this is the main advantage over makefiles. So makefiles tend to be system and platform dependent. Okay, so GPR built the package manager supports actually Ada, C, and C++ as languages. Okay, so I could immediately hop to my application, but I think it's probably better that we look at a toy example where we think of swapping the characters in strings. If you can work with strings, and here if you see the low level representation of strings, then you can actually also work with arrays of numerical data. On this slide, I also want to distinguish between the two types of interfaces, where you have an interface where main is in control, so there's still an Ada main that regulates the reading, the writing, and of course also the processing. If a C program has control, there is an interface procedure where the C program calls that interface procedure whenever needed, whenever there is an action for which it requires the interface package. Here is how this can go. In Ada, we have a package swap that initializes the data. So it initializes the package with the given string. Then it does it, and then the string is returned. Now the interface routine call swap will be called by C. So it's very good to have actually a verbose option whenever you design something like this, so you can track what is actually really happening. But the important thing is also that all the arguments are actually typed. When I was presenting my interface once to another programmer, why don't you void everything? Why don't you pass a pointer to void? So that would be the typical C way of thinking, but I like typing. So you can actually still have the typed control. So where you pass the identification number of what kind of action you want to do, the data you want the action to be happening upon. Here it is just a pointer to a sequence of integers, the size of the data. So you can still control, keep the strong typing. Here is the C interface. So of course, testing is important. So we have a standalone C interface that actually tests the jobs. So job number 0 is initializing, job number 1 is doing it, and job number 2 is retrieving the swapped word. The Ada init and Ada final are optional if later on if the interface is automatically initialized. So this is the main program in C. Here is now building the executable, and actually three executables. So there is the hello world, there is the main, and then there is the C test program. So this works on all three programs. So this is a program to build executables. Then there are library projects. So the code for the library project is a little bit more involved. One has to define the interface. So instead of the main programs, one has now actually the call swap sitting in there. There are the switches. And actually, the minus L Ada is something for which I couldn't find help in the user's guide of GPR build, for which I actually needed the internet for a Stack Overflow suggestion. Okay, so this is demolib. Perhaps the demo, perhaps I can do actually this GPR build demolib GPR. So that will compile everything, and now I can actually go to my Julia folder and execute the Julia code, call Ada swap
programs.
And that will execute the corresponding swap, but it's actually now the Julia code commanding the action. So let me very briefly indicate here how the Julia code works. It looks ugly, I admit that, but here is the key point. I executed this on a Windows computer. The same code, the same Julia code, actually works on Linux, works on Mac as well, Mac Intel. So Julia, in a way,